Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another session of Read the Word. Hallelujah. We are kicking it now, man. We've almost got the children of Israel all the way through the wilderness. That was a long 40 years, wasn't it? And tonight, they're going to destroy Midian and then take the spoils of war, and the people are actually going to get to start moving into houses. I bet them first people were like, I sure am glad I was born in Ephraim and Manasseh. So, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're glad to have you with us. Now, remember, every night except last night has timestamps. That's some four-digit blue numbers that you can click on that, and it'll take you right to the exact place in the reading, and you'll be able to hear that again. Click it again, click it again. Those of you that's just been born again, you're like, wow, what's going on? Go down there and click that prayer. Pray it again and again and again. It'll be a blessing to you. That's what those timestamps are all about. Remember, we are a listener-supported ministry. We got a big plan here. We want to reach the whole world before Jesus comes back, which is probably a couple days away here. And so if God's instructed you to be a partner with us, please join with us in partnership. We want to be on Stick Radio, Terra Firma radio stations all over the nation, and we have an organization that has invited us to come and be a part of them. And they have 40 stations around the nation, and we're chomping at the bit to get there. First one will be Kansas City. If you want to be a part of it, we welcome you in Jesus' mighty name. All right, here we go. Pray this prayer with me. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart. Through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. Pray this in Jesus' mighty name. I mean, think about it, guys. Filled with all the fullness of God. God doesn't waste words when he's writing the Bible. They're not just there for filler. You get to be filled with all the fullness of God. Numbers 31. Is that what it was? Here we go. Somebody stole my pen. Don't steal my pen. That ain't cool. Probably I left my pen laying somewhere. That would not be like me in any sense of the word. I got it. It's all right. Here we go. Numbers 31. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take vengeance on the Midianites for the children of Israel. Afterward, you shall be gathered to your people. So Moses spoke to the people, saying, arm some of yourselves for war and let them go against the Midianites to take vengeance for the Lord. I like that statement. On Midian, 1,000 from each tribe of all the tribes of Israel you shall send to war. So there were recruited from the divisions of Israel 1,000 from each tribe, 12,000 armed for war. Then Moses sent them to war, 1,000 from each tribe. He sent them to the war with the Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, with the holy articles of the signal trumpets in his hand. Oh, the signal brigade. And they warred against the Midianites, just as the Lord commanded Moses, and they killed all the males. They killed the kings of the Midian with the rest of those who were killed, Ebi, Rechem, Zer, Hur, Reba, kings of Midian. Balaam, the son of Beor, they also killed him with the sword. And the children of Israel took the women of Midian captive with their little ones, took as the spoil all their cattle, all their flocks, all their goods. They also burned with fire all the cities where they dwelt and all their forts. Isn't that interesting? And they took all the spoil and all the booty of men and beast. Now look at this. Why did God destroy everything like that? Because they were so wicked and so perverse. The only way to stop the curse in the land is to burn the houses down, drive the enemy force, evil forces out, and then totally destroy the man. Man is where all authority runs. And you know what's interesting about God is the women and children that were taken captive now have the opportunity, even though they were slaves, to become children of Israel and be a part of the covenant and be blessed. Isn't that an interesting God? Verse number 12. So much desire to preach tonight, but I'm just going to read. Then they brought the captives, the booty, the spoil, the Moses, to Eleazar the priest, to the congregation of the children of Israel, to the camp in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. All of those are identifying forces, historical forces, that pinpoints where they are. 13, Moses, Eleazar the priest, all the elders of the congregation went to meet them outside the camp. Moses was angry with the officers of the army, with the captains over the thousands, captain over hundreds who'd come from the battle. Moses said to them, "Have you kept all the women alive? Look, these women caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to trespass against the Lord in the incident of Peor. And there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. Now, therefore, kill every male among the little ones. Kill every woman who has known a man intimately. Keep alive for yourselves all the young girls who have not known a man intimately. For you, remain outside the camp 7 days. Whoever has killed any person, whoever has touched any slain, purify yourselves and your captives on the third day and on the seventh day. Purify every garment, everything made of leather, everything woven of goat's hair, everything made of the wood." Then Eleazar the priest said to the men of war who had gone to the battle, "This is the ordinances of the law which the Lord commanded Moses. Only the gold, the silver and the bronze, the iron, the tin and the lead, everything that can endure fire, you shall put through the fire, and it shall be clean, and it shall be purified with the water of purification. But all that cannot endure fire, you shall put through the water. You shall wash your clothes on the seventh day and be clean, and afterward you may come into the camp." Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Count up the plunder that was taken of man and beast, you and Eleazar, the priest, and the chief fathers of their congregation. Divide the plunder into two parts between those who took part in the war and those who went out to battle and all the congregation. And levy a tribute for the Lord on the men of war who went out to battle, one of every 500 of the persons, the cattle, the donkeys, and the sheep. Take it from their half and give it to Eleazar the priest as a heave offering to the Lord." What's God doing? Getting a tithe. Why? Tithe is worship. God, get off the tithe being money. Tithe is worship, giving back to God what belongs to him. "From the children of Israel's half, you shall take one of every 50 drawn from the persons, the cattle, the donkeys, the sheep, from all the livestock. Give them to the Levites to keep charge of the tabernacle of the Lord." So Moses and Eleazar the priest did as the Lord commanded Moses. The booty remaining from the plunder which the men of war had taken was 675,000 sheep. Do you know how big of a field that is? 72,000 cattle. 61,000 donkeys. 32,000 persons in all of women who had not known a man intimately. And half the portion for those who had gone out to war was a number, 337,500 sheep, and the Lord's tribute of the sheep was 675. The cattle were 36,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 72. The donkeys were 30,500, of which the Lord's tribute was 61. The persons were 16,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 32 persons. So Moses gave the tribute, which was the Lord's heave offering, to Eleazar the priest, as the Lord commanded Moses. From the children of Israel's half, which Moses separated from the men who fought, now the half belonging to the congregation was 337,500 sheep, 36,000 cattle, 30,500 donkeys, 16,000 persons. From the children of Israel's half, Moses took one of every 50 drawn from man and beast and gave them to the Levites, who kept charge of the tabernacle of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. 48, then the officers, who were over thousands of the army, the captain of thousands, captain of hundreds, came to Moses. They said to Moses, your servants have taken account of the men of war who are under our command, and not a man of us is missing. Therefore, we have brought an offering for the Lord, which every man found of ornaments of gold, armlets, bracelets, signet rings, earrings, necklaces, to make atonement for ourselves before the Lord. Moses and Eleazar, the priests, received the gold from them, all the fashioned ornaments, and all the gold of the offering that they offered to the Lord from the captains of thousands, captains of hundreds, was 16,750 shekels. The men of war had taken spoil, every man for himself. Moses and Eleazar the priest received the gold from the captains of thousands of hundreds and brought it into the tabernacle of meeting as a memorial for the children of Israel before the Lord. I was serious about it. Now, let's just talk about this for a second here. I'm going to talk about the tithe again because people get all shook up about it. You got to realize the tithe wholly belongs to the Lord, all of it, all 10%. So in order for you to take it and use it for something besides tithe, you are actually taking what belongs to God and using it for something else. And that's, the enemy is going to get it every time. So when you bring tithe to the Lord, you're offering an offering of worship back to him, saying, I used to be bound by the world, but I'm no longer bound, and I give you back what belongs to you. The 90% is your 100%. The other 10, that doesn't even belong to you. It's God's. And put it back into his house just like he commands you to do. Why? Because then when you put it into the house of God, where you get your daily sustenance, then that takes care of the priest, takes care of the ministry, takes care of everything they need. And that's how God's system works. That's what this whole chapter was about, is dividing that plunder, making sure the Levites got some, and taking care of the camp of Israel. I think it's amazing. The Father puts 10% that belongs to him and says, now bring it back to me. And as soon as you do, then he blesses you abundantly for bringing him what was his. And you stand around looking, going, what in the world is going on? Because of God. Okay, I said a minute ago, I wasn't going to do any preaching. I wasn't. That was just good teaching. Verse chapter 32, verse 1. The settling east of the Jordan. Here we go. Children of Reuben, the children of Gad, had a very great multitude of livestock. And when they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, that indeed the region was a place for livestock, the children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spoke to Moses, to Eleazar, the priest, and the elders of the congregation, saying, Ataroth, Dibon, Jazer, Nimrah, Heshbon, Elilea, Sheban, Nebo, Beon, this country which the Lord defeated before the congregation of Israel is a land for livestock, and your servants have livestock. Therefore, they said, if we have found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servants as a possession. Do not take us over the Jordan. And Moses said to the children of Gad and children of Reuben, shall your brethren go to war while you sit here? Now, why will you discourage the heart of the children of Israel from going over into the land, which the Lord has given them, did which I sent them away from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. But when they went up to the valley of Eshcol and was in the land, they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel, so that they did not go into the land which the Lord had given them. Verse 10, so the Lord's anger was aroused on that day, and he swore an oath, saying, surely none of those men which came up from Egypt from 20 years old and above shall see the land of which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord. So the Lord's anger was aroused against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years, until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord was gone. And look, you have risen in your father's place, a brood of sinful men, to increase still more the fierce anger of the Lord against Israel. For if you turn away from the following him, he will once again leave them in the wilderness, and you will destroy all these people. They came near unto him and said, we will build sheepfolds here for our livestock and cattle for our little ones. But we ourselves will be armed, ready to go before the children of Israel until we have brought them to their place, and our little ones will dwell in the fortified cities because of the inhabitants of the land. We will not return to our homes until every one of the children of Israel have received his inheritance. That's pretty good. That's called brotherhood. For we will not inherit with them on the other side of the Jordan and beyond, because our inheritance has fallen to us on the eastern side of the Jordan. Moses said to them, if you do this thing, if you arm yourselves before the Lord for war, and all your armed men cross over to the Jordan before the Lord until he's driven out his enemies from him, and the land is subdued before the Lord, then afterward you may return and be blameless before the Lord, before Israel, and this land shall be your possession before the Lord. If you do not do so, then take note, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. How many times did your mom ever use that verse on you? 24, build cities for your little ones, folds for your sheep. Do what has proceeded out of your mouth. And the children of Gad, the children of Reuben, spoke to Moses, saying, your servants will do as my Lord commands. Our little ones, our wives, our flocks, all of our livestock will be there in the cities of Gilead. But your servants will cross over, every man armed for war before the Lord to battle, just as my Lord says. Moses gave command concerning them to Eleazar the priest, to Joshua the son of Nun, and to the chief fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. Moses said to them, if the children of Gad and the children of Reuben cross over the Jordan with you, every man armed before battle for the Lord, and the land is subdued before you, then you shall give them the land of Gilead as a possession. They do not cross over armed with you, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan. Then the children of Gad, the children of Reuben, answered and said, as the Lord has said to your servants, so we will do. We will cross over armed before the Lord into the land of Canaan. Possession of our inheritance shall remain with us on this side of the Jordan. So Moses gave to the children of Gad, the children of Reuben, and half the tribe of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, the land with its cities within the borders, the cities of the surrounding country. Children of Gad dwelt in Dibon, Ataroth, and Aroer, Atroth, and Shophan, Jazer, Jogbeha, Beth Nimra, Beth Haran, fortified cities and folds for the sheep. Children of Reuben built Heshbon and Eliab and Kirjathaim, Nebo, Baal, Meon, their names being changed, and Shibma. And they gave other names to the cities which they built. And the children of Machir, son of Manasseh, went to Gilead, the Amorites who were in it, Moses gave Gilead to Machir, the son of Manasseh, and he dwelt in it. Also, Jair, the son of Manasseh, went and took his small towns, called them Havoth-Jair. Then Noba went and took Kenneth and its villages, and he called it Nobah, after his own name. And we got him all the way through the wilderness. Check it out. Oh, we got him all the way through the wilderness. And they're now going to be standing, looking across into the Canaan, saying, all right, boys, here we come. Here we come, here we come, here we come. God has promised to make them a great nation. If you haven't done it yet, go read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 13. That's God's promise to all of his children. Yes, even to you and me as sons and daughters of God in the new covenant. Well, you ready? Let's pray the prayer of salvation. You might say, Pastor, what's that? Well, if you've never been born again, you've got to get born again now, because this world is about done, and you've got to be born again to go into rapture. And it's not joining a church. It's not joining a religious organization. It's just simply becoming one with your Father God, who is the one that puts you inside your mama's womb when you were conceived. You are a spirit. You have a soul, your mind, will, and your body, your mind, will, and emotions, and you live in a body. And that little spirit man of you is what God put in there. And we reconcile you back to God. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you.
I know I need you.
In my life every day. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
And John chapter 1.
And John chapter 1.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
You, Lord, for that.
Thank you, Father, for coming into my life.
Thank you for coming into my life.
Put your hands out and say, Jesus, I receive you right now.
Jesus, I receive you right now.
Filling me from the top of my head.
Filling me from the top of my head.
To the bottom of my feet.
To the bottom of my feet.
With every part of you.
With every part of you.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God. Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Now you might say, Pastor, what was that? Well, that was you saying, Jesus, I receive you in my life. When you did that, you went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You went from sin to righteousness. You went from being a mere earthling into now a child of Almighty God. You might say, what? Yeah, Jesus is the light of the world, and he just came to live in you. Jesus is the author and finisher of faith, and you just welcomed him in. Jesus says to absolutely every one of us, here's my righteousness. It'll help you beat and destroy sin in your life. And it does. I'm a witness. Jesus is Lord, and Jesus is taking care of our lives. You might say, Pastor, what do I do now? Well, the thing you got to do every day is walk with God. Remember, you didn't join a church. You didn't join an organization. You're not a part of a Christian club. You just were made in perfect relationship with your Father of Heaven. And now he's going to guide you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake on this earth, and so that you can help other people find him. Pray this prayer, Lord, help me walk with you every day.
Lord, help me walk with you every day.
If you pray that prayer every day and mean it from the depths of your heart, he'll help you walk with him, even if there's nobody else around you. because his yoke is easy, his burden is light. And he said, I will never leave you. That means he's living in here. I will never forsake you. That means he's living in here, in Jesus' mighty name. And that's a pretty amazing thing. I got a lot of videos and ways I want to help you walk with God. Shoot me an email and say, hey, Pastor, help me know how to walk with God. And I will, if you know how to walk with God every day in Jesus' mighty name. Don't forget the timestamps. And most of all, this is what we say over every morning. Remember that we love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. He will always be the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again tomorrow, this is what we say.
We love you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ
be with you all.
Be with you all. Amen. Amen and amen. Till we see you tomorrow, this is what we say. First verse of the Bible was, in the beginning, God created. Don't ever ask him to stop. Just tell him to keep going.
Amen.
All right. Just having fun. See you guys tomorrow. God bless you. God bless you, Blog Talk Radio, wherever you may be. May the angels of the Lord surround and protect you and keep you safe in all of your ways. Share this with everybody. Till we see you again here, there, in the air. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might.